rooms like this with so many people's cell phones left on. So I want to show what we can do, or what can we do. On this chart, and likewise on the handout I'll pass out, there's a blurb here about what the Russian and Cyprian people are doing. In Russia, the exposure limit is set at a fraction of what it's set at here. Here's Russia. But their cell phones still work. By design, they use the least power necessary for the connection. And the power output adjusts depending on the signal strength and distance from the tower. Towers and equipment appear to be designed to minimize RF exposure as well. People learn good habits to turn devices off, and they are advised, for instance, RF shielding garments are given to pregnant people. It looks like normal jersey, but it has metal infused woven in with it, silver, and it's shown to block the radiation. Some people have to wear these garments all the time. On the handout, there are two YouTubes that you can watch that present what the Cyprus National Committee on Environment and Children's Health is doing to educate their public and eliminate Wi-Fi in the neonatal areas of the hospital. In France, marketing of cell phones to children is prohibited. So what would it mean to make reductions? For starters, we can connect with Ethernet cables indoors. One end connects to the router or cable box. They all have these ports at the back. So you plug that in. You have to get it set up. You took forever to turn the wireless off. And the other end, with older computers, it plugged right into an Ethernet port on the computer. Nowadays, we need this adapter, Ethernet to USB, and it plugs into your computer. Once you get that set up and you check that you've got your signal going with it and it's recognized by your computer, you shut the Wi-Fi off on both the router or cable box and the computer. In France, beginning in 2010, the National Library, along with other libraries in Paris, and a number of universities removed their Wi-Fi networks. They installed wired connections. And I would suggest until our government rises up and does the right thing about the exposure levels, at least we can take charge of our existing spaces at home and also in the design of any new or renovated office, meeting, and court spaces for our village. And I think I have just a little time to say, I live up on Elm Street and there's a lot of traffic I've heard on the social media, and I guess that, there it is, okay. Anyway, I don't have any trouble with my neighbor across the street. And we've had trouble on our property with the person who's harassing Amir. We've had trouble with her violating our property after being told that no cat feeding is to happen there. It's just that the situation is complex and it shouldn't be happening, the kind of nastiness I see from number 14 to number 16, just to say.
Michael?
Hey, y'all. I can't let it go without saying something. Based on my public health work, we've seen a 2% reduction in cancer rates for the last 30 years. So just put that against what you just heard. Okay. So I am speaking on on behalf of a couple things. One is, we've been speaking to the Friends of the Library about potentially having a food scrap drop-off site in Fillmont. They're in the parking lot, and so this would be a pilot project that we would try out for a year if there is adequate funding. We would only need a few thousand dollars to do this, and so that's another conversation, but first, starting with the permissions, it seems like the Friends of the Library are willing to do that if the owners of the parking lot, presumably you all, would be willing to try that out. So what it would involve would be a 2 32-gallon bins that would be secured most of the time, but on Saturday mornings between 9 and 12 is the proposed time. People would come and drop off their scraps there, and there would be a volunteer to make sure there's no contamination with plastic or whatever. We are talking to the county regarding picking it up and taking it down to the digester at the transfer station. They already come to the Fillmont to the nutrition center to pick up scraps there. So can we get permission as the Climate Smart Task Force to pilot this in the...
Have you spoke to the library yet? The director of the library?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, because you said Friends, so I was confused.
Okay, and I was referred to the board, and I thought that was Friends. Is it different from the board?
Yes.
Of the library?
Yes. Completely okay. Different. You need permission
can you,
from the
can
board,
you
for sure. Oh, there you go. Right there.
Can you...
The Friends of the Library are a 501c3. It's completely separate from the public library.
Thank you. So it was the board. It was the board that suggested we bring it to the Fillmont, who owns the parking lot.
Yes.
Okay.
So when is it going to be picked up?
We're proposing Saturday morning. Oh, no. It would be picked up on Fridays.
So it's going to sit there for a week?
I don't think we should move ahead until we get a letter from the county stating that they would pick it up on what kind of a schedule. Because you know as well as I, that stuff could sit there and stink and bring in coons and bears and everything else.
That's what I'm kind of getting at.
Okay, could we just do the initial, like I'll come back, we will come back to get approval to move forward with a letter. From the,
details, yeah.
From the county, but this is just initial okay in term, it contingent on all these other details working out.
Okay to what?
Okay to potentially having a food scrap collection site at the library.
Are you saying because you don't want to do the research if it's dead in the water? Like, are you saying, do you have, what are you, you're asking?
I'm waiting on the county. The county was checking on whether they would be able to pick it up from the Fillmont Library.
I would feel comfortable commenting without the library board to be directly involved personally, so. I think you should attend the meeting, the library board meeting, and speak to them about it, since they're technically in charge of that space.
I think he just said he did.
Yes.
Wait, the library board told you to go
yes.
to the Friends of the Library?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you said that.
My mistake.
Friends of the Library.
Yeah, my mistake.
Okay, sorry.
Friends have nothing to do with this.
So
Tom, this is the same thing you and I were talking about.
Right, so to clarify, we were originally going to put in for this through this funding.
Correct.
And... Both, I will take the blame, I think Michael may take some of the blame. We both read through the 45 pages of instructions and didn't realize that the food scrap pickup, which is very carefully spelled out in great detail, is in a category where you have to spend at least $50,000. In other words, they're looking for medium-sized municipalities to do this kind of project. So there was no way we were going to spend $50,000, so we had to drop it. That's what happened.
Well, I would make a motion to have Michael and whoever all else continue to investigate this, but don't drop any containers in that parking lot until we have details that we can read. that a reasonable?
Yeah, yeah, I mean.
Thing, that's my motion.
It's very preliminary.
Well, I'm fine with it, I'm just.
You don't want.
I don't like the stuff sitting there for a week.
No.
Especially with weeks like last week when it was 9,000 degrees and humid.
So the receptacle will not be dropped until we get in writing what's gonna happen.
And what the receptacle looks like, if it's closed or open or what?
Right.
We need details, I think is what we're saying.
I can understand wanting to use the library parking lot because that seems to be a popular place today.
Yeah.
Just don't know if that's the best place for it. Because there are small children down there.
You want it to be walkable to most of the community, is that why the library is the central point?
It's a good central
instead of the DPW.
Location, it's public, it's, they've got a tool shed back there, it seems like a...
Alright, we'll go.
We can come back to this after I hear back from the county. If the county says we're not willing to do it, then it's a moot point, right?
Alright, so we'll go with Doug's motion.
Can I say something about the container?
Sure.
I seem to be concerned about the container. So I was in the first pilot project in New York City. For some reason, they picked my block and a couple of other blocks to be the first pilot. And so they pick up once a week. The container was so complex because it had to be wrap proof.
Mm.
I had tenants who couldn't figure out how to open it. So it does not smell. Most compost doesn't smell. The only issue, you start putting fish bones and things like that in there.
Technically, that's not compost yet. That's food scraps, right? Yeah.
So food scraps generally don't smell. You should know that.
I think food scraps do have the effect, can smell. But if you're going to go through it, no one's going to throw meat and bones in it. Then I'll test it. We'll see if
okay.
it gets through.
And anyway, it's the container, so there has to be the correct research has to be done.
We did it. We've had the last 8 days in a row, I've seen a bear on the top of Summit Street. So,
my house.
Yeah, they're around. Just saying, just throwing that out there. 8 days in a row now. You're right.
So,
do we need a motion?
They will smell it.
No, if that's what the board's agreeing, it'll happen.
Yeah.
You're leaving it open for further details.
It'll come down.
I don't think any of us are opposed to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me continue. This is, let's say this is the first starting point.
Yeah, okay.
Can I get some of my time back because it became a conversation?
I just, yeah.
No, go ahead.
So the real topic I wanted to bring up is what Tom will be talking about under Climate Smart. And so, again, because we had to switch gears, moving away from the food scrap project because it was only $22,000, we were looking at other projects and we want to bring down the electricity and costs at the waste treatment facility, but you know, why invest in that if it's at risk of perhaps flooding because it's right on the island? And so the thought is to ensure that it is not at risk, and if it is, to look at mitigating, you know, recommendations, short and long term recommendations to mitigate those risks, which would be beneficial for all of the village, obviously. I wanted to share with you, these are the flood maps. For Mullenville, and you can see where the waste treatment facility is. Now the lighter area with the dots, that's a 500 year floodplain area, or 100 year flood with 1 foot depth, okay? But that was developed in the 70s, so it's about 50 years old. Now we've seen what has happened recently in Texas, during up around here in Vermont, Helene, in, what is it, Prattville, where it got decimated, you know,
we might want to, you know, invest a little bit to, you know, protect the village infrastructure. And so what we're proposing here is, this would be based on a quote from LaBella, who is familiar with the water, Agawamic watershed. They suggest it would be a $50,000 project based on a recent project we did in Manlius, New York. And we can certainly share that information, but it would require a 20% match to do this vulnerability study with recommendations. What was nice about the report that they did in Manlius was they provided short and long-term recommendations to, you know, reduce the risk. So a 20% match in this case would be $10,000 with probably time from village staff and supporting it, perhaps contributions from Columbia Land Conservancy and some other organizations perhaps. The estimate is, or the request would be for Philmont Board to contribute $4,000 to support this project and support a resolution tonight to do that. Not sure where we're at with the resolution, but.
Can I ask a question? Like, well, maybe it's premature, but like, I was wondering if like any of the water sewer, you know, the what are those funds called that we have for the different departments, the reserve funds?
Is
this something that could legally be, you know, like from the, 1,000 from the building fund if we needed to, and 1,000 from the water sewer fund?
I'm not prepared to hit the reserve funds for this.
Mm-hmm.
I
so
talked
we could find
Cliff
it elsewhere.
Today, and he doesn't really see a huge need based on his many years of experience. Mm-hmm. And I would be in favor of the looking into this, but no money from the village taxpayers or from the water sewer users, I don't think.
And yeah, Tom and I talked on the phone today. He said that there was some grants available out there that may pay for this. I mean, we can do the study, but as far as driving a lot of fear into the people that the sewer plant's gonna flood out with the next rainstorm, it's not gonna happen. I'd be more than happy to read the study if it gets done. As far as...
Well, right now they're asking for money for the study, not for any work.
I'm not prepared. I said I wasn't prepared to do that.
Okay.
Well, you said you weren't prepared to pull it from the reserve funds.
I'm not prepared to pull it from the village accounts.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm agreeing with that.
But if we can get it paid for with a grant or something else like that, or in-kind services, that's fine. I'm good with the study.
Well, but the study can't happen unless there's some skin in the game by cash skin in the game by the board. So that means the study cannot happen.
Can we propose some amount we could do? I mean, if we're willing to pay $1,000 for fireworks, I would think we could come up with some money to do a study that could be very beneficial without spreading alarm, but that could be, you know, have forethought and put us in a good position of planning for things that we can't foresee. But we have, as Michael was saying, a lot of surrounding evidence that things are changing and there might be unexpected things happening. I personally would be willing to come up with, you know, some village money if possible to do that. Can we suggest an amount that we would be willing to give to show we have skin in the game?
Can I just say something? Only water and sewer money we have comes from what we charge people for water and sewer. Those funds run pretty lean and we just finished the budget.
We have $1 million reserve funds.
Just
so, and we're talking about a couple $1,000s.
I understand, but They do work very lean. That's, I'm not saying no, I'm just pointing my side.
And we find money when we need to.
You guys don't necessarily know.
We find money for the needs. This I don't see as an imminent threat. It's not like a pump that goes down that we need to replace tomorrow, so we have to have the money in the bank in order to buy the pump. I'm not prepared to use the village accounts for this project.
Not even a thousand or two? What if we could, the village could, could you think about it?
I personally talked to Tom about it today, earlier today. I know exactly what's going on. And I personally am not prepared to use village money to pay for the study. Now, what the rest of the board decides is fine.
Could we take a vote?
Sure.
On, let's come up with an amount that feels comfortable for those who are willing to put any money in, and then take a vote on that amount.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say something first, since we're discussing this topic, and then I'll remove it from my list of things later.
Mm-hmm.
So the money that is available right now through this program, it changes every year. So the only reason we're here talking to you is because this year there is a 20% match if the municipality, if the median income of the municipality is below a certain level. And we meet that.
Because otherwise it's 50%?
First year that this has ever happened. Because you had to be a disadvantaged community to get the 20% match in the past. This is the first year they made that change. So the way this money works, all of the municipalities in New York State, they all get in, and they get money to make all kinds of changes to their infrastructure. That's the hundreds of billions of dollars. The reason they get it is because they have these studies. Because these bureaucrats don't do anything unless they have a study. So all we're doing is we're asking for a basic study. There, I think those differences of opinion when you start talking to people who do this work, a hydrological engineer may have a different concept of whether there's a danger to the plant or not. But even if after you do all of this and the outcome is you're doing everything right, nature takes care of the water, including these 14-inch rain events that are happening everywhere. You know, that would be great, because then that opens the door, if you do want to get in on what all these other municipalities get in on in New York City, to get money for the actual work, you have to have a report. And in my mind, since every resident and business is affected by what happens in that sewage treatment plant, you know, people aren't even aware of it. It doesn't make any noise, but everyone is dependent on it. And it just seems to me, you just need to look at putting something into this to get it right.
Pounds of prevention with a pound of cure. And I just want to add to that, the state is looking at about a $15 billion deficit because of the big, beautiful bill. So that's going to affect how much money is going to be coming out in. That'll mostly affect healthcare, Medicaid, and whatnot. But they're saying, you know, Hochul doesn't want to raise taxes, so they have to cut it somewhere. So I'm just putting that out there. It's available to us now.
Can I ask a question on this?
Quick one.
What grant program is this grant that you're applying to? What is it?
New York State GEC. When I say that, you know what I'm talking about.
Nope.
Okay, New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, Climate Smart Communities 2025.
Through the CFA?
Correct. You use the CFA portal, yes. But this is a special category. That only these types of projects can go through that category.
I just wanted to know if it was a CFA.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, what do you guys want to do?
I would like to put 4,000 in. I'd settle for whatever we could, you know, 2,000.
But you need 10.
But they have all ways.
Right, that's enough. Go ahead.
Why don't we just modify the resolution at the bottom, and then we'll take a vote on it when it comes up.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be the right way to go?
For $4,000? Oh, but, well, let's have a little, I mean, would it help? Would 2,000 help, or do we need 4,000?
The part of the CFA portal documents is a resolution which shows how you're covering the funds. So, and I, Brian, when I spoke to you, I suggested that the Bank of Greene County does these small grants, this sort of thing, all the time. That's certainly one of the sources we should go to. Some of the Hudson Estuary funds, since they're downstream of this, they may have an interest in being sure that there's no pollution coming from here. So I think there's other sources, even possibly the Berkshire Taconic.
And GoFundMe.
They're all small grants.
They're all small grants.
The thing is, correct me if I'm wrong, Rob. There's resolution number 7. Do you have that in front of you?
I have it, yep.
So if we were to just modify that to indicate that the Village of Philmont would be willing to spend from our accounts up to X amount.
Oh, up to.
Then we would
4.
Vote on that at the end of the meeting. Yes?
Yep.
Okay, so that's what we
and
need.
And we could decide later how much.
No.
Well, he's saying X amount, so you got to put an amount in.
I thought he said up to X amount.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to give an amount. My amount would be 0.
I have one more question, Tom and Michael. Is there not a redundancy, like at a federal or state level, watching for these types of issues in sewer plants specifically?
Redundancy.
Is there not a state or federal, any type of agency that looks at this ahead of time? Is there not anyone already looking at this, is my question. Who's in charge?
Absolutely
okay.
Not.
Okay.
The FEMA maps.
That's what I mean.
Do not cover this area. It's very clear. They do not cover it.
But there's no wastewater facility or organization that does that either. There's no one monitoring that plant for this type of disaster. Is there a disaster plan for the plant? That would seem prudent too. I'm just saying, how do we prioritize these things if all the things are dangerous?
You need to start somewhere.
I agree. You're
okay.
Right.
And
that's a good point.
I just want to point out, it's not just the wastewater plant. This would be a vulnerability risk of critical infrastructure of the Agawamic in Philmont, and Philmont does not have even what you see here, which is 50 years old, but...
Do you not trust the maps because they're too old? Do you think 50 years is too old
yes.
to be valid?
Okay. Given the changes to our climate and its impacts, I don't trust them at all, would you?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it.
All right, so let's get this amount. What are we going to put for an amount?
So, one more question before we put the amount on. Could we do a GoFundMe in Philmont from residents?
We don't have time because by the end of this month, we would need to put...
Know where the money...
Resolution.
A resolution with an amount.
So, yeah.
And so would we need to get it from the banks? Would we need to go immediately to the banks?
It's a long shot that we can even pull together the commitments elsewhere to be able to get it in by the end of this month.
And will it help those... asks if the village is putting in a couple thousand dollars.
Clearly.
So the resolution as it's written, because you have a summary on your agenda, the whereas clause states, whereas the Village of Philmont certifies that they have identified $10,800, 20% of the total of matching funds from building sewer and water maintenance reserves pursuant to the requirements of the Environmental Conservation Law, Article 54, Title 15. So when that gets loaded to the portal, if the number's 10,008, you're pledging you're putting 10,008 into it. So
that's
I understand.
Resolution, that's the resolution we'd be voting on?
Yep.
But it doesn't say that here.
Well, there's
I had to find out about this yesterday.
That's a summary of the resolution. Jessica had sent me a full copy of the resolution.
Oh.
So what would we be voting on? How much?
Pledging 10,800. And that's not to say, as Tom said, it could have been some of that 10,008 could be shared services time or whatever else, but that's got to equate into the. When this resolution gets loaded to the portal to apply for the grant, they're going to check the box that you're willing to put 10,800 in.
Okay.
So when you're discussing a number, it's either that or it's something lesser or.
Okay. Okay.
So can we have another, some way of indicating that failing the ability to get X amount of funds from other sources, you know, that we, that the village of Philmont...
I'll defer to the Climate Smart people if that'll work, because a lot of times, this, as they said, they want you to have skin in the game, not soliciting from other people. I don't know the answer to that. If you said 2,000, I don't know if that would work for the... Because then you're not really...
For the resolution. 20%. So the resolution has to say...
You got 20% in the game.
And we got clear this up. In the portal, you have to put in what does this project cost. That's the number. That total number. To get to that number, piece of it is coming from the state, and the other piece of it has to come from somewhere else, and they want to know where does that other piece come from. And
so
you'll have to explain it in some way if it's not coming directly from the village.
And this might clear it up as well. The only other part that is not within that 10,000 would be support from a nonprofit or local partner organization. And so that would be 1,500 and I would be working toward trying to get that from Columbia Land Conservancy or the bank. So the other parts of the match would come from in-kind contribution from village staff for coordination, meetings, community volunteer support, you know, like the work on I'd be doing on it. Use of municipal rooms, like, you know, rental. And then the direct financial contribution of 4,000.
All right. We'll
so what does the resolution from the village need to say?
It needs to say this. So we'll vote on this at the end of the meeting. All right. Rob?
Can you do a report?
Wait.
Just not going to.
But how then can we understand that, like, I don't understand how we're going to vote on promising $10,800 when what we're talking about is less.
So why is it 10,800?
Because we use 54. If we didn't have that number, so I put in 54 for the total. You said you now have a number of 50.
Okay. So it would be 10,000.
Yeah.
But what is that what it needs to say? And then we are voting on $10,000, contributing 10,000.
I don't know why you would be voting for the part that is not part of the village contribution, like the support from a nonprofit. That would be.
Can the support from a nonprofit. And can the support from a nonprofit be more than 1,500? Like if Berkshire Taconic?
Yes, if they contribute more, then the contribution from Philmont can be less.
So can we reword this to say that? Well, to say with the you know with the understanding that the Climate Smart Committee will endeavor to raise X amount of money. And if they do, the village of Philmont will put in X amount of money to get us to 10,000. Like, is that language that we could do? Because I'm not voting on 10,000 from the village, right? But I would vote, you know, certainly for 2,000, maybe for 4,000. So can we... would that work?
I think it would have to be, say, up to 8,500.
Up to 85, that the...
With meaning, and then understanding that only 4,000 of that would be cash contribution.
From the village. Okay, so when it says Philmont will contribute up to 8,500... it's not necessarily from the village. It's from, you know, being, you know, raised from numerous sources, including from the village, cash contribution of X thousand dollars. And you're saying 4,000, that we should vote on 4,000.
I think so.
Okay. Can we reword it to that?
If that's what you want.
Figure that out while I go through all the rest of this. Clerk Treasurer's report.
Do you want this?
I have one.
You have it?
Did I write on that one?
Wait. Oh.
No, Jeff's got it right there.
Yeah, oh, here. But also, while we were in the meeting, somebody just texted me this picture of a bear right up on a... on.
That's in the park, isn't it?
No, this is on the corner of Maple Terrace.
That's good.
Isn't it a
good
nice cute picture? Right?
Eat garbage, cute, just like croutons.
This is right on Prospect and Maple Terrace.
Go ahead.
Tax bills were mailed out May 31st. They're now overdue 5% added to any outstanding taxes. Water sewer bills were mailed out July 1st. They're due by the 31st without penalty. Worked with the Reese Group for health insurance renewal. Updated the insurance scout rules for Johnny Walker for their insurance with them. We've had tons of tax info requests. We've worked with Elise and Morgan on unregistered apartments, compiling a list and getting them some contacts and stuff. We met with the accountant to provide budget figures for the annual audit document. Worked with Carla on her JCAP grant completion. Worked on year-end record retention and file moving, and just been extremely busy with taxes and tax receipts and water and sewer payments and deposits and stuff.
Thank you. Building inspector's report. There were 2 certificates of compliance, CO search requests, 1. Permit renewals, 2. Rental registries, 13. Building permits, 2. And tenancy COs, 20.
We're knocking it out of the park.
Oh, there's going to be so many more next week, you can believe.
Really?
I just talked to the other day. Yeah. It was like over 40.
Yeah.
And that's what they said. How many years? It's been like 3 or 4 years since we implemented it?
They've also condemned 2 houses. So.
Because that's what they say. It takes about 3 years for these registration regulations to kick in.
Yeah, we got a lot.
Who's got the library?
That's great.
Go ahead.
Library report. Okay. A couple important things. We need to look into updating our security monitoring system to add a camera to the front of the building. As there was a violent altercation last week, 1 of 2 that occurred this month, in front of the front door. So I think that rang. Where's Vern? Vern! I didn't even hear about this.
Hi.
So apparently she thinks that, or assumes that the camera will help with the fights that are occurring in front. There's also some stuff in here about the ballast light that I will, and dressers in the parking lot that I will take care of personally this week. Gentle chair yoga had 13 people. 30 people were at the art opening, which is great. I forgot about it. Battle of the Books has begun. Summer reading kicks off July 8th. Rain is killing it as usual. There are 808 people in the library with 1 day closed. And there were 149 people visited the free fridge. And Rain would like to thank Annabelle's Garden and thank you. So who am I missing? Oh my gosh. And another organization for donating. So thank you, Sally. It's going a long way. And that's it.
All right. So while we're on the library,
yeah.
I had a meeting with Rain and Mrs. Benson 2 weeks ago, and after the meeting Faith called me up and said that there were some rumors floating around Philmont that they were leaving, they weren't going to be a Philmont library anymore. They're what? Totally untrue.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Oh.
They are not leaving Philmont. We're doing some changes, but it's consensual between the Philmont board and the library board. We're not going to, believe me, we're not losing our library. If I have to go down there and sit there myself, I will have the library. There will be a Philmont library always. So no, they're not leaving Philmont. They're not creating another organization. They're not doing anything. We're just going to make some changes on how things run, that's all. Most of it's financial. They have a group that's going to take over their accounting, or they explained it all. I'm not going to say too much, but we're not losing our library. They're not changing. We're still Philmont Library. The Village of Philmont is still going to take care of the buildings, still take care of the grounds. Nothing's going to change the way things run. So, next, Community Center.
Okay, the report for June. The center was checked regularly. The gardens in the front look good. The planters in the back area need attention. Scouts met regularly. There was a defensive driver class set up, but it needed 10 people. And that didn't happen. We didn't get 10 people, so that couldn't run. She's working on the grant orders. She received her CPR and first aid certification in May. And she talks about attending the Interagency Awareness Day at Columbia Green Community College on June 17th. It was an excellent opportunity to network with staff from agencies in Columbia County that provide the needs of, for the needs of our students, and several of the agencies are servicing Philmont now.
Hey Doug, real quick, is it all right if I go plant those back planters? Can you enjoy whatever found if I go plants in there?
I thought you did.
No, because I never heard back from those.
This, yeah, that's okay, because this report's from June.
Oh, okay.
So this is 3 weeks old.
Did someone put something in there?
I don't know.
Oh, we were so waiting on that. I'm just going to put something in there then, because you said there might be
sick. I think somebody cleaned it out somewhere.
I did. I weeded the hell out of it, but I didn't plant anything, so.
Yeah,
cool. I'll plant
go
it.
Go for it.
All right, thank you.
Doug, I have a question. It's a shame that defensive driving thing didn't run. Is she sending it out to the Philmont neighbors? Because that reaches over 200 people. And that's just an email. She can do that.
No, because I didn't see it there, and I get that.
And you
so do you want to tell her to send it to Philmont Neighbors, and I can add her if she's not added? Because that could make a lot of, that could make a difference.
I guess that's an idea. She probably never thought of it. I don't even know if she knows it existed. I mean, I could put it on there, too.
Yeah.
But if...
do you want to tell her, or do you want me to call her?
No, the program was...
I mean, it's passed, I know, but I'm talking about for all programs going forward.
Okay, no, I can tell her.
Yeah? Okay, and then I have her email, so I'll add it to the Philmont Neighbors. And she, if she has any questions,
okay,
she can ask me.
Just her, the one that she uses at her house, that email, right?
Which, do you know which one it is?
It's very easy backwards, at Taconic.net.
At what net?
Taconic.net.
Taconic.net. Okay, I'll use that one.
Taconic.net.
Vern.
Yeah, I got that one.
He must have his earbuds in. Air movement.
I don't hear anything.
All right, Sally, go
ahead. Oh, there he is.
Go wait a minute.
He has some present for the board.
No, he's for it.
Oh.
So, get
them
to
you when
we're all done. Yeah, they are billed to the fire department, but they're labeled to the police department.
Okay.
So.
Oh, those, yeah, we were looking at the weird names on them.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay.
So, I'll give them to Jason.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, perfect.
I'll take
it. Oh, yeah. Go for it.
First is the message I get out back.
More. Oh, okay.
Business, she's not able to continue.
Oh, yeah, she's a restaurant.
So there was a new law, and rather than anything until it gets all sorted out, we're hoping she'll come back in the
okay.
time, but as of right now.
A new law? What was the new law?
There's a law with having to do with like on premise, and as a police officer, even though she's not on the liquor license.
Gotcha.
I don't know. It was like not, you know, we had a, you know,
okay, call over to it.
Yeah.
So that'll.
That just, yeah.
Yeah.
Swap.
Okay.
Well, a couple of things, Vern, real quick. I noticed that you were able to get someone on Summit to park next week. Was that like a nighttime thing? I was wondering.
So if it's no parking, like there's certain areas that you can park.
Okay.
I mean, it's really not. Place to put a dumpster, and if what happens, I think we end up having get some kind of a permit. That garbage is gonna end up on the lawn, this is gonna look like a mess, so I think lesser two evils, like if the board comes up with some kind of a safety that says, you know, you get a 1 week permit, comes to there to do your demolition, get rid of it kind of thing, and then it's on record, but you have some things, but.
It's quite covered by the permit already, isn't it?
I really don't, I don't see the.
We just didn't take this, she just asked us, and I was like, you know, I said.
It was parked like a car?
Yeah, and I just wasn't.
Let the people work on their houses.
That was.
I was glad you were able to ticket someone that parked it there, because Phil came in here and person matched that.
Yes.
And so I was surprised to see it. The other thing, could you speak on the fight that occurred at the library? And would a camera help alleviate that situation or prevent that?
If there are, like, I mean, obviously cameras help.
Yeah.
To an extent, obviously you have to be able to see the people, you know, in a tussle or whatever.
What would your recommendation be to prevent fighting in front of the library, I guess?
In front of the library?
Yeah, or like on library ground.
You know, if, I mean, honestly, if there's any, like, people congregating and it looks like it's starting to get unruly, they can just go, whether we're on or not on, they can just call down to the sheriff's office and somebody will come and disperse them and, you know, to see what's going on. Sometimes just getting somebody like us or sheriff's officers to be present pretty quick, then people start to walk away.
All right, I just want to pass along the library board.
That's the best thing to do.
Thank you.
And then one other thing, I know it's just kind of a hot topic. The curbing, it's not a designated driveway as of yet. So I don't know what the village is like. So it's not blocking the driveway when anyone's parking there, and it's just on, like, so we're not ticketing somebody because it's the curb's not cut. It's not a designated driveway.
Yeah.
So, you know, unless they, I know the state, you've got to go through, like, if you want to put in a driveway, there's permits, you know, so on and so forth. So I don't know if the village follows that, but just to eliminate some headache for people, we may, like, look to see what that, if there is something, if there isn't a village law that, you know, about putting in a driveway, having a curb cut to make it a legit driveway, because if there's curbing there, we're not ticketing somebody. It's a parking spot.
It's not a driveway. Period.
It's not a driveway. So, you know, and it's just a little back and forth. But that, if somebody could just look at that, that would also be another helpful.
Okay.
Deal.
I'm happy to look into that. All
right.
Thank you. Sally?
Okay, good evening. I'm going to try to be as quick as I can with four program reports. All right, so the regular meeting for the BOA was held on July 1st, attended by everybody. I'm just going to, do you mind if I just get through? Number two, the task 2-3 of the zoning analysis and recommendations, that's going great. Nan Stoltz and Bell's working really well with that. I'm on zoning committee, two audits that she's submitted. They have been looked at by the committee and the DOS have looked at them and said, great. We go down here. Number three, BOA priority sites. Community Centre and Canal Street area, PB Inc. spent the month of May and June discussing and researching which grant programmes under the current open round of the CFA funding would be optimum for the village to submit a grant application to request for funding to pay for consultants required to prepare the pre-construction, engineering, environmental and additional planning studies for both the Community Centre and Canal Street there. This resulted in a decision to apply to the DOF Free of Development Activities Grant Programme. So this is our second application to them. And it was approved, yes, we can, the village can reapply again. So the application will be a joint application with the village's lead agency. And PBI is the not-for-profit partner. Gives us 5 bonus points. The expected project total cost will be $180,000 to pay for the consultant studies that are needed. If awarded, the DOS grant will reimburse at 90%, which is $162,000, and PB Inc. would provide the local match of $18,000 And you have the resolution in front of you from the BB and Paul committing to that. You all have that. Yep. And number four. It's about the resolution. So we've submitted the resolution needed from the DLS by the DLS CFA program for you to vote on tonight to go forward that proposal. And then when we submit the grant, we will attach to the Inc's commitment from the village board, from the PB board for the 18 months. So we'll have that much covered. And number five, village got rave review on the DOS on their Facebook page for the Rasalitka designs for the community centre of Canal Street by the Rasalitka architects and Starlight House landscape architects. Which is very nice. Very nice that they did that. Moving along here, WRP grant updates. The first public presentation by Labella to introduce the water characterization, which is the chapter nine, and to gather community comments, was held at the Cabot Library on June 18th. Attended by 25 people, received really well. That is now back on, that project is now back on track. Both of the executive summary and the watershed characterization chapter class 9 are uploaded, thanks to Deborah, to the village website. Under the new development tab on the village website, under the LWRP watershed management watershed management plan submenu. Labella has prepared a watershed survey to capture community input. That survey is also available on the village website, and we'll be promoting that in August. We'll roll that out to get the amount of community comments that's needed for that. Moving along here, the DRI new award application updates. The initial open call for proposals received a total of 17 proposals, which was submitted by the deadline of June 20th. We held the first public DRI conversation in the village hall on June 29th. Went very well. That presentation is also uploaded to the village website, thanks to Deborah. And a big call out thank you to Mark Roundtree, who assisted with setting up and running the projector for that. We couldn't have done the presentation without Mark's help. So that was awesome. Last bit of this report. Several of the proposals that were received out of those 17 proposals are in need of additional materials to be able to meet the eligibility criteria. So we're working with each one of the people that submitted the proposals to see if we can get that additional materials to get them to be, you know, an eligibility to be included. So we'll be picking up on all of this again in August, and then that will take, we'll see out of the 17 proposals, which ones actually meet the eligibility. So we're thinking that we won't end up with 17, but we'll get narrowed down. It doesn't mean, by the way, that the proposals that come in that don't meet DRI eligibility then offer a list. It just means that they need more time to be developed. So it's worth submitting them, because we've got some interesting proposals. Next DRI public conversation will be held on August 10th, Sunday, in the Village Hall, and we'll be looking at visioning and strategic planning for the DRI application. You're welcome.
What date was that? August?
August 10th.
10th.
2 o'clock to 3:30, Village Hall. Please moving along to number four, extensive work reorganizing the village website tabs was successfully accomplished by Deborah Goodman in the month of June, and we helped with that, so that went really smoothly. The last part of the report is just the update on the historic district that PBE did actually get a call to assist for an application for the home tax credits. So we are now at a level of having assisted 11 people. That's the end of my report.
Are we meeting tomorrow night?
What is tomorrow night?
So no. It's the Tuesday before the workshop. We have a workshop Wednesday night.
I don't think we should.
Okay.
I don't think there's a need to. I think the most important thing right now is that we make the deadline with CFA grant right, so aiming to complete an upload by Sunday.
All right. Thanks. Tom?
Yeah, okay. I'll try and go through this quickly. The biggest item we've already discussed. So, I don't know if it was officially announced, but the Claverack Philmont grant from Hudson Valley Partners for Climate Action, we did receive that grant, and that is called Funding Futures, and it's a one-year training. Anya Bonanno was the candidate for that. It's training and to engage the community on the natural areas of both Beaumont and Claverack. The first event is going to be on Sunday, August 3rd, and that will be facilitated by a nature-based facilitator. It will be held at the Cornell Extension, and it will be conducted both inside and outside, and I think basically, it's to introduce the people who were involved in getting this grant together, both in Claverack and Philmont, to have this first meeting and to give us an idea what the next, what the following year will be, what that will be about. Village Hall decarbonization, Doug Cropper and Brian Johnson met with the consultant New Energy World and presented his draft report. I've been in discussions with him, and he's supposed to have the final report before the end of this month. I received a secondary report, and it looks like it's running, and this is a very, very rough estimate at this point, approximately a total of $1.5 million is what we would be looking for to renovate this building. It's become clear that to do that type of construction project, you're going to need what's called a design-build consultant. So I think most people know what that is. It's a person or a company that coordinates all of the construction, and they may have to design some things as they go along, so that's why it's called design-build. I've already interviewed the first one, that's J.W. Danforth. Know who they are. They seemed, you know, I was worried that this project would be too small because I'm used to working with much larger projects on design build. But he seemed to be very open to it. And the thing is to try and get a proposal from him, because the next step where this is going is to get this itemized list of all of the features that are going to be changed in this building, what they'll cost. And that design build number has to be in on that list. And that's when I meet with the elected officials for the CREST grant. And that was what their ask was. They said, don't come back until you have that list. So that everything is being concentrated on formulating that list. New Energy World submitted an invoice. Jess, did you get that? I held on to it for a couple of days. I forgot, but I did send it to you guys. So that's a $15,000 invoice, and that's coming out of the Climate Smart Reserve Fund. We heard about downtown revitalization. Climate Smart submitted several projects, the sewage treatment plant, solar panels, the conversion of the old baseball field, and of course this building, Village Hall. That we get now to the last item, so that is the second resolution that we want, that the Climate Smart is requesting to have signed tonight, and that's for the natural resource inventory. So it's the exact same line is in there. What is the total? What is the cash that is required? But this is a collaboration with Clabrec, so that $8,400 number gets, or $8,200, gets split between Clabrec and Philmont, and none of it is cash. It's all work in kind between municipal staff, Clabrec, and Philmont, and I now have 12 people who are, because I have to fill out this form to put it on the, to put the grant application in. They want the names of every person who's going to volunteer, how much time they're agreeing to volunteer, and what is the dollar amount to match it up to that $8,200. So that's what you have to go through when it is in cash. I already got the resolution, signed resolution from Vonda for Clabrec, so we're ready to go. So hopefully that one won't have a problem. And I think that's it.
Thanks. DPW and water. Water tank is back online. Everybody's happy again. Relatively happy. Alan is going to take his test next month.
Woohoo.
Again.
Does he need a someone to quiz him?
Is he paying for this one?
Yes.
No, that means he didn't pass the last one, right? So that means
is he?
He's paying for it.
He's got to pay for it now.
Man, that's
yeah,
a bummer.
It's not us.
If they decided
we're talking about it, we're
positive. No, it's not
sure.
Us.
Okay, I'll let him make sure.
All right, give him my number if he wants some help.
Tutoring,
help.
The roof has been replaced over the digester down the sewer plant. And we have a generator on the way for the lift station. Other than that, I made some phone calls for Tom this month. Kippy. And Tom and I have been in contact quite a bit this month. And then there was my meeting with the library. Doug?
Okay. I did the usual property checks, stopping at the office from time to time. Like Tom said, Brian and I met with Tom and the decarbonization person about the Village Hall. I went to that multi-agencies meeting that Julia was referencing. That was pretty impressive, the amount of services that are available to the residents. I would say there was probably at least 30 agencies there, and probably 20 of them were from Columbia County, the other ones were from Green. So I went to that. Plus it had a free breakfast. So if Skip was in town, he would have gone too. Went to the watershed meeting at the Clabrec Library, the workshop meeting. I swore in the officers for the fire company. And I called Columbia Land Conservancy. And about after the fiasco that was down at High Falls, and Hookie, I think you guys did too.
What was the fiasco?
There were 200 people swimming in the village of Philmont Park, and the parking was horrendous. Up and down Roxbury Road, residents couldn't even.
It's not going to get better.
You've
got to
do
what?
That's
all. Oh, yeah. It's going to get worse. It's not
going to
get better.
The conservancy told me, and you guys put up the no parking signs.
Yes.
That takes care of that. The conservancy told me they were going to monitor it better. Well, we'll see.
It's all online. People are talking about it on Facebook and stuff. Like, your out-of-staters are coming.
That's what happens.
It's dangerous. Yeah, they're going to cause problems. So.
Yeah.
We have to be really hard on them.
Yep. So, anyway, I did have a conversation with them took quite a while. They got my point though. And they said they would be liable. You can back me up if I'm right.
Okay.
They would be liable if somebody drowned or got severely injured because it's their thing. Because that was my main concern, is that the village might be held liable. We have big parties down there. We would not be.
We'll be down there falling around.
That was a concern when that was approved by the Town of Clawbrook Planning Board, and that they were going to maintain it. They maintain insurance on their property, so they would have coverage.
Okay.
It's not to say that the village wouldn't be named in a law. I mean, you can name anybody in a lawsuit,
mm-hmm.
so there is a risk there, but
we have
should be covered by
coverage.
The
CLC.
Yeah.
There's pretty good signage down there, too, saying no swimming. But do we want to recommend they put more signage in down there? Or do we have any recommendations for the CCLC?
Well, I haven't been there, so
okay.
I don't know what
okay.
it's like.
Okay.
But there's signs now?
Yeah.
They told me there were signs, but I don't know.
If they aren't reading the ones that are there, they're not going to read the ones
that are
there.
Good point, man. Good point.
Mayor.
I will take a walk.
Hey,
what do you got?
Wait, can
I
ask?
I got
nothing
usual business. Sorry, go ahead, Doug.
Usual business?
Yeah, I'm good.
Doug, were there any agency things from that meeting that, like, were new for you, or just, you know, anything you want to share from that? That would be...
Well, there was a lot of the ones that we are familiar with about drug use and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was agencies about helping people who are homeless. You know, other social services type of things. That I'd say, was I aware of all of them? No, but probably most of them, but it was good for me to talk to them and just put a, you know, a film on face in
yeah.
front of them.
Okay. And is there a name for the group that meets, you know, that organizes the meeting of all of them? Because I'm just wondering if there's someone I can reach out to add some information to our website. Like who?
The name of the person that coordinated that?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
There is, but I don't remember.
It's probably Columbia County Hazard Mitigation Services.
No, it's not
that?
That.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you come across it, maybe just shoot
okay.
it over to me.
All right.
I attended the Climate Smart meeting this past month, and I attended additional meetings for with the Clavrock and the Philmont Climate Smart, some members regarding the Funding Futures program. I attended a Funding Futures meeting. I attended the DRI meeting on June 29th, and I worked with a number of community, I worked with a number of community members and Climate Smart committee members to help submit their DRI applications. And as Sally said, we ended up doing a major overhaul of the website.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's
Sally,
so much better, right?
Yes, yeah, so much better. Sally gave me amazing information, and we both had our eyes on it. And then at the same time, simultaneously, the whole building department had looked at the website, and I worked with Morgan and Elise and Lynn, and we polished up the whole building department segment of the website, and I took it as an opportunity to just do a major overhaul of our menu. And so now, whereas before we had three levels of menu items, now we just have two. It's very simple. Hopefully it's clear. Hopefully people will have less trouble when they're submitting their, you know, getting building permits and things like that. So that's it.
All right. Fire department.
All right. Calls for the month 15. Of note, it was a water rescue at the Bluestones and Turconic with 11 members, mutually from Perryville and Copic. Guy fell off the rock. They had to carry him across the crevasse and to the helicopter waiting for him.
Where?
At Bluestones, a swimming spot in the Turconic.
Mm.
He's fine, thanks to their hard work. EMS calls, auto accident, inside smoke from a lightning strike at 16 Newport. That's scary. EVOC training. Lonnie James was certified as an EVOC provider. We had our banquet with 20 members. We had funeral services for Fred Zitto on July 10th. We have some stuff going on with flow testing, so you may see the trucks out and about. And we had a services for Kevin Growl this weekend, too. We lost two members from last month, the fire department.
Where was the lightning strike?
6 Union Court.
16 what?
6 Union Court
at
my
union.
House.
The
lightning.
Lightning,
yes.
Thank you.
Lightning,
yeah, it
yes.
was in my house. It was incredible.
Yeah.
But it was
through
up,
the window.
It was up at the top.
Yeah, but you know, but I'm down at the bottom, so I'm just saying if that's why I didn't know, it's not like, interesting. I mean, it was literally through the window right there. It was incredible.
Wow.
6 Union Court?
Yeah.
You said?
Wow.
Yeah,
so that's
Barcelona.
Yeah, 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 and it came down.
It cut it.
Whoa.
So,
and
yeah.
Was anybody hurt?
No, not that
I
know. I
mean, had I been outside on the deck? Questionable.
All right, correspondence. There's,
no, I thought I'd laugh.
There's a list of correspondence on the table. The hard copies are in the office. Motions and resolutions.
Motion to reimburse Jason Dexter in the amount of $41.53 for the purchasing supplies for playground repairs.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Carried.
Motion to appoint Adam Alicia and Jaden Fallon to the Village of Philmont Volunteer Fire Department as members.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to credit account 1940 Panopolia Holdings LLC in the amount of $1,720.11 for the sewer portion only of the April invoice due to a leak.
Motion. That's a bad leak.
Yeah, Cliff verified this.
As soon as Christy got the reading, she reached out to Karen. It's Karen Duvall, and they immediately got it fixed. They gave us
I mean, we're sure it didn't go through the sewer.
Yeah, no, it was something like a water heater or something.
That's the biggest one I've seen.
Yeah.
Okay, second.
Okay, thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to credit account 940 Gabrielle Delzer in the amount of $165 for the minimum water and sewer portion of the bill due to the property being vacant.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'm going to add another motion for Kelly. So, motion to accept the regret Kelly Rosenstraw's resignation from the Village of Philmont Police effective immediately.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
We have resolution number 5, approving and endorsing the Village of Philmont in a joint grant application with PBI to the New York State DOS 2025 BOA pre-development activities grant.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Resolution 6, authorization for the Village of Philmont to collaborate with the Town of Clawbrook in submitting a grant application to pay for a natural resource inventory of the Town of Clawbrook.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Resolution number 7, authorization for the Village of Philmont through the advice of Philmont Climate Smart Community to submit a grant application to cover the cost of a hazard mitigation study of the Village of Philmont sewage treatment plant, with the language being modified as follows. Whereas the Village of Philmont certifies that they have identified $10,000, 20% of total matching funds, consisting of $3,000 of in-kind staff services, $1,000 of volunteer time, $500 credit for use of village facilities, $1,500 in not-for-profit or local contributions sought, and $44,000 in village funding from sewer and water accounts pursuant to the requirements of the Environmental Conservation Law. That's taken from, thank you, Michael, gave me the breakdown.
That's 4,400, not
1,000. Oh.
Yes, 4,000.
I thought that seemed like a lot more.
I couldn't sneak that much in for you, Tom, sorry. So you need a
motion
and a second and any discussion you may have.
Okay, motion.
I'm not going to second it. You want to second it? No, I decline.
We have no second. Resolution doesn't pass. Unfinished new business. All righty, Philmont didn't have a very good month. I'm going to ask everybody to stand for a moment of silence. Two of our firefighters, Kevin Groff and Fred Zitto, and the first chairman of our comprehensive plan committee, Jesse Filer.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Good night, Philmont.